From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Residents in the Northeast are bundling up against a really big chill. An Arctic front is pushing the mercury way down. Wind chills in parts of New England will make it feel like 50 below. But Connecticut resident Ilya Stranko isn't fazed.
I love the cold weather. I do. I love that. I think it's great. I love snow, so the more the better.
Shelters across the region expect to be packed tonight. The bitter cold is being blamed for at least two deaths in the Northeast. The Green Bay Packers and Pittsburgh Steelers are headed to the Super Bowl 45 in 2 weeks after winning Pro Football Conference championship games on Sunday. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has this wrap-up of today's games.
Packers 300-pound defensive lineman B.J. Raji intercepted a pass and returned it for a fourth-quarter touchdown to help Green Bay defeat the Chicago Bears 21-14 in the NFC championship game. At a post-game news conference, Packers coach Mike McCarthy noted that Raji has also played as a blocking back on offense in recent weeks.
Well, we've been using him on goal line, so I guess now we're going to have to throw him the ball because he's definitely shown he can catch and score.
Green Bay is going back to the Super Bowl for the first time in 13 years. The Pittsburgh Steelers held on to defeat the New York Jets 24-19 in the AFC Championship. The Steelers will make their third Super Bowl trip in the last 6 years. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Not all Democrats and Republicans will be sitting on opposite sides of the House chamber on Tuesday night. NPR's Allison Key says some lawmakers will use the president's primetime State of the Union address for a public display of civility.
Usually the speech features TV shots of a room split by party, each side leaping up to applaud, or not, one of the president's points. But there's been a call for lawmakers to sit without regard to party this year as a show of unity. Some, like independent Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, think that's a good idea. He told ABC's This Week he's looking for someone to sit with.
This is symbolic, but it sends a good message.
But will Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell be changing his seat? He told Fox News Sunday, not so much.
More important than the appearance of sitting together is what we do together.
McConnell says people are more interested in actual accomplishments on a bipartisan basis than they are in seating arrangements. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors want all future hearings for Arizona shooting suspect Jared Loughner to be held in Tucson instead of Phoenix. The U.S. attorney for Arizona filed the court request late Sunday, just hours before Loughner is to be arraigned in the federal courthouse in Phoenix. The court papers say the case should go back to Tucson because all the victims and witnesses live in the area. Local rules also dictate that any crime that happens in the court's Tucson area should be tried in that region. A gunman in Detroit opened fire inside a police precinct, wounding four officers before he was shot and killed by police today. This is NPR. In Portugal's presidential election, the conservative incumbent was reelected in the first round of voting. He won 53% of the vote against fewer than 20% for his nearest rival. Allison Roberts reports from Lisbon on an election overshadowed by Portugal's economic troubles.
In his acceptance speech, newly reelected President Aníbal Cavaco Silva promised stability and solidarity with Portugal's socialist government. In his first term, he backed its efforts to trim the budget deficit under pressure from investors. As the results emerged, Socialist Prime Minister José Sócrates said they showed voters wanted continuity and stability. But some in his own party fear that a Conservative president with this renewed mandate might be tempted to dissolve Parliament before long, so that the centre-right party he once led might return to power. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Republican George Allen plans to announce on Monday that he will seek to reclaim the U.S. Senate seat in Virginia he lost to Democrat Jim Webb 5 years ago. The Associated Press is reporting today that a person close to Allen says he will make his plans official in a video that he will email to longtime supporters. Meanwhile, Tea Party activist Jamie Ratke has announced her bid to seek the GOP nomination in Virginia. He may have been the first American fitness expert to have a show on television. Jack LaLanne has died. He was 96 years old. His agent, Rick Hirsch, says LaLanne died of respiratory failure due to pneumonia Sunday afternoon at his home in Central California. He also says Lane was exercising right up until the end. The fitness guru used to say the only way you can hurt the body is not use it. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington. Support.